Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon. We just got done our Jonathan Kent Superboy, our best Superboy episode. And now we're going to talk a little bit more about super family stuff.
Yeah, so this is going to be like kind of a loosey-goosey conversation. And I'm also going to fully admit that I have not read any of, at the time of this recording, there's a DC event called Future State that like kind of pushes time ahead or has the characters in a future state. I don't know what the hell it's about. I'm not reading it, to be honest with you, because it doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
And I know in that event, Superboy, Jonathan Kent, is currently Superman. That is not the point of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I want to talk about is, Ashley, is kind of a thing. We had a similar conversation like this a couple, several years ago, I think, where we talked about how long we thought Damian Wayne would be Robin.
Yeah.
So, I want to kind of go through the gamut here.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I want to say, how long do you think Jonathan Kent will be Superboy?
I think you and I will die before he's not Superboy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what makes you think that?
We have not had as many Superboys as we have had Robins. For all intents and purposes, this is the third Superboy we've ever had.
Okay, well, let's run this down real quick.
I say that because we had
talking about only the main continuities.
Yes, but so the OG Superboy
is Clark Kent.
My notebook. Yes, it's Clark Kent when he was a little boy. And then it's Connor. We get a couple different versions of Connor.
Let's just go
straight. Then it's Connor and then it's Sean.
Yeah.
So we tend to hold on to our Superboys a lot longer. And I just think it's because the Superman book has less pressure. The Superman book doesn't get up to as much as the Bat books do. There's not as much investment, I think, and oversight on the production side. I don't mean that to sound shady. I just think that's the reality of where DC's at in its publishing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because they are he's about to be on television. If you are in live action, you are much more closely tied to a character in a specific role.
Yeah.
We had Dick Grayson was on screen like 10 years after he was first created, 5 years in the shorts.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Yeah, he was. Because in the 40s
serials. And he was Robin for like 50 fucking years.
Well, from 1939 to 1983.
Yeah. So for 50 plus years. And I think
40, I think.
I don't know. I can't do math.
It's like 40. He was Robin for like 45 years.
Yeah, so almost 50 years. I think Jonathan Kent is going to be poised to do the same thing, particularly if Superman and Lois is popular.
Interesting.
Particularly if it does well, yeah.
You don't think we'll, like, possibly in the next 20 years, we'll enter another period where they're going to, like, make it to where Clark doesn't have a son?
I don't think so, no. Now that he's on TV, because let's not pretend that TV and movies don't matter way more than anything else that's ever happened in comic book history.
Well, more eyeballs are obviously on TV, yeah.
Yeah, I think because he's in a television show, I think Jonathan Kent will be around forever. I don't think he will ever be retconned away. I think the only way we get rid of him is if we make him Superman, or if we introduce, because they're obviously not doing this for Connor because they had the perfect opportunity to and then wasted it, unless we introduce a Nightwing-type identity for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we could have him graduate, and maybe the easy pitch is always Firebird, right? Because Firebird and Nightwing are the classic duo.
Would you have wanted Connor to become Firebird?
I don't like Connor, so I don't care what you do with Connor. Just to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
But I think
they should have graduated him up from Superboy.
I think having two Superboys is stupid. I think it's asinine. I think it's like, I guess I can go with having two Flashes a little bit more, but they're distinctive characters who do distinctive things. And if you're not having them do distinctive things and distinctive stories, then it's a waste of publishing space.
What do you think about, we kind of have two Robins right now?
I don't like it.
Because Tim Drake has now gone back to just being Robin.
Yeah,
Damian is also Robin.
I don't like it. I think we just should have done a better version of Red Robin.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't like it when there was two Batmen. I don't super love doubling up on it. I would be okay with John maturing into a different identity, but then who is Superboy?
That's true.
You know, the only way I see him graduating is if they give him a son.
There doesn't always have to be a Superboy, though.
Well, but there kind of always has to be a Robin. Sure. There kind of always has to be a Kid Flash.
Because there always hasn't been a Superboy at
all.
No,
that's true, but...
Like, John Byrne specifically got rid of Superboy real quick. And then Superboy didn't happen for another 8 years.
But we, in the modern age of comics, there has
always been a Superboy.
Pretty much with a couple...
Since 1993.
...been a version of Superboy. So, Supergirl's the same way, right? Yeah. There's been like a couple years here and there, but I don't think we're going to go back to no Superboy. And I don't see a version where we mature Jonathan past Connor, unless we just kill Connor again because he's just taking up space.
Well, let me ask you another question. This is sort of to the title of the episode here. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll ever get to a period of time where Clark Kent is not the Superman for a good amount of time under the title Superman?
So under something that's not an event, not an Elseworlds, not a one-off.
And that's what I want to talk about, yes, that in the main title, we have somebody else's Superman. It could be John.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different Superman. Because that's not unheard of. Azrael was Batman for about a year.
Only for a year, though.
Dick was Batman for about 3 years.
Although Devil's Advocate, we knew Bruce Wayne was alive.
We did.
We knew Bruce Wayne was off doing his own adventures.
Actually, no. Dick.
We knew he was coming back eventually.
Dick was Batman in 2006. And then he didn't stop being Batman, even though Bruce was back alive, until 2011. So he was Batman for about 5 years.
But there was a good chunk of that where there were the two Batmans.
There was a good chunk of that. There were about 3 years of that where there were two Batmans. So Dick was only Batman by himself for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, do you think... Okay, let's just say this. Do you think there will ever be a period where, for at least a year... Jonathan is the Superman of the Superman title?
I think you got a year of that max.
Okay.
I think there are some undebatable
constants,
rules about comic book, about all genre.
Kind of like Peter Parker being always has to be Spider-Man.
One of them is Clark Kent is Superman.
Yep.
And I think because he is the original superhero in the style that you can say Zorro in the Shadow all you want. He's the first sort of modern superhero. Mm-hmm. He is the Superman. I think Clark Kent will always be Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I think the longest you'll get is something like what's happened. If Future State we know is going to be much shorter, but would be something like, okay, so for a year we're doing this.
Yeah.
But I think there will always be a character named Clark Kent who wears the Superman mantle. I mean, they killed him and the same thing still happened.
And they replaced him with four other people.
Yeah.
They replaced him with four other people.
Now, you are the Superman fan, the bigger Superman fan between the two of us. You are our Superman expert. Tell me what your thoughts are.
I mean, I don't have much to add to this conversation.
Okay.
Because I kind of think you're right. Like, I don't think we will ever. I wanted to hear the conversation from a non-Superman fan. To be honest with you, would I like it? Yeah.
I was going to say, that being said, I would love to see it. But you would always know that Clark is going to come back at some point.
I mean,
just like we always knew Bruce Wayne was going to come back.
Well, I like Bucky as Cap.
Yeah.
I like Dick as Batman.
I like what we've seen so far. It's two issues of Yara Flores' Wonder Woman.
Sure. I'm fine for alternates. But yeah, you kind of always know that it's never going to last because
I think the Trinity, because of the movies, are always going to be the Trinity.
And the one that I hoped wasn't going to last, but I knew, like, I really wanted Bucky to forever be Captain America.
Yeah.
I wanted them to permanently retire Steve Rogers, and I knew they were never going to do it.
Well, again, the minute they put him in a movie, never going to happen.
They brought him back. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sort of an issue with legacy characters, is if you are unwilling to commit to killing Barry Allen, and DC couldn't even commit to that.
Mm-hmm. And Barry Allen was dead for over 20 years.
I mean, they kicked Jay Garrick out the door with more fervor than they kicked Barry Allen out the door.
Yeah, they did.
Unless you are hard willing to commit to it.
Like, Barry was dead for 22 years, I think.
Not enough.
22 years.
Should have been dead forever.
Yeah.
It's hard, and I think it might be until the generation after us, the people who are kids now coming up with Jonathan and Damian, till they become, so for another 30 years, until they get into editorial positions,
the comic book writers,
decision-making positions, I don't think that would even be on the table in a permanent way, in a non, like you say, Elseworlds way. I'd be super into, we call it Superboy Earth One, and we see a world where maybe Superman and Lois die tragically, and then John is living it with the burden of being Superman as a young man or a teenager, and then he has to become Superman.
Yeah, I mean, Deceased deals a little bit with that.
Yeah.
But John's an adult in that storyline.
Yeah, and that's an Elseworld, so it makes a little more sense.
I'd be down for a Superboy Earth one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
So, short answer, no. Long answer, no. Would love to see it.
Yeah, and on that note... it's everybody's favorite part of the podcast. That's what I say. So we are doing this thing. We're playing the Price is Right theme and the extra thought of the day. And, you know, on this episode, you can go down to the comments, leave us a comment. If it's universal, if it's pretty forward thinking, we'll talk about it. Today's extra thought of the day comes from Bluey, who, even though we answered this on the Patreon, I thought it was a great question for this, and it fits in because it's Superman related. I know it's DC, but this extra made me wonder. This is talking about the Marvel Androids list that we did. But this extra made me wonder if Cyborg Superman is an android or a cyborg.
Yes. Well, it's in the name. He's a cyborg. So technically, the dictionary definition of a cyborg is a human machine hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
An android is an artificial life form. It's an AI with a body.
Mm-hmm.
So Cyborg Superman is a cyborg, technically. But per the Geek History Lesson rules, they're all robots to us.
That was applause because I think Ashley is exactly right.
Thank you.
And I will say this, Cyborg Superman, great design.
Now the Eradicator.
Android. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Steel. Human inside an android.
Man in armor, yes, human.
What are your thoughts on Cyborg Superman?
He's fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
You don't like Superman with technological abilities?
I don't like anything. They do this with Two-Face as well. I don't like seeing the mechanics of a human jaw.
Ah.
And so I find him genuinely creepy and off-putting.
You're supposed to.
So I don't enjoy when he, it's like the Borg. I find the Borg like genuinely scary. So I'm not really into them as a concept.
I think if you want to be the next extra thought of the day, I think you should, in the comments of this episode, start talking about the Borg.
Please don't.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Geekish Lesson Extra. I am Jason Smallville Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends. Bye.